Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today we are joined by David Bramhill, who is the Executive Chairman at Union Jack Oil. David, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Catherine. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. Can you start by giving us an update on how things are progressing at your site at Wressall?
Yes, of course. Be delighted. Well, there's a lot of people already aware we've really started our yearly results, 31st December 2021, and there's a complete sea change of we actually conducted what they call a core tubing exercise and a proppant squeezed, which basically repairs a well. There was some well damage. We conducted those operations, or the operator did, Egdon, and it was amazing. It just like the opening up of the, it was like a opening up of the heavens. The production rate from something like 100 barrels a day to an instantaneous of 1,000 barrels a day, which is onshore UK, quite good. It's not a shabby amount of oil for an onshore well. Very, very good. So we're moving ahead. We're still upgrading the site because we didn't expect the amount of oil to be flowing we're actually seeing. We would have been quite happy with 500. That's what the site was actually designed to do. Well, we'd do double that, possibly even treble it. You know, the experts say it could do 1,500 a day. Whether or not we'd want to do 1,500 a day is another matter, because you've got to look after the formation. However, it's a particularly good well, continues to give. There's no water. Normally these wells do tend to be a mixture. There's a water, what they call a water cut. So far, so good. We haven't seen a gallon of water out of it. So we've also got a lot of gas, which we're unfortunately burning within the limits, legal limits, and we're going to be selling that. We're going to be putting in place some production apparatus there, which will enable us to sell. And we need to make a decision on what route we do for that. So Wressall, in a nutshell, is really a very, very serious well, which continues to give. And we're producing from the Ashover Grit, which is a formation, but we've still got the Wingfield flags, and the cream is the Penistone flags, which is at the right at the very, very top of the well.
Well, certainly sounds like things are going very well there.
Yeah, we're in very, very good shape. That's a lovely, lovely, beautiful well, yes.
David, and could you give us some more insights into your financial situation? Apparently you are debt-free.
We're absolutely debt-free. Now, some people in business say, well, you need to be in debt, it's good, but not in my book, it's not. So our cash position is well over 7 million, and we've no liabilities per se. And because of the Wressall income, which more or less every month, we're pulling in about $1 million worth of production. So every month, after costs, the cash pile is still building up. And we've got enough, we're well covered for the next 12 months. And we're not operators. We take interest in the well and we pay a proportion of the costs. So we're basically, if a company comes along, Egdon, and say, well, we want to draw this, we say, yeah, how much do you want? We're covered for absolutely everything. So it's a nice position to be. And we actually made an operating profit last year, which is a terrific start for a company that we all start off as explorationists with the aspiration to be a producer in time. And we've made that step to be a producer, which is, in my book, a very, very great, great situation for a company to be in. And I put that down to all the people behind us. We've got a good team, a great team.
I'm sure there's lots of companies that would like to be in that position.
Not too many, I hope. I want to be around for a little while yet.
Could you give us an update on your site at West Newton?
Yes, of course. As everybody's probably aware, shareholders, we drilled a couple of wells at West Newton, and they were excellent discoveries, great discoveries. Basically, the resources and reserves would be offshore based onshore, and they are massive in anyone's book. The issue that we had, being a carbonate, which is a different type of formation to a sandstone, carbonates are very, very difficult to get to give you what you want from them. And you need to spend a lot of time on trying this, trying that. And we didn't get, we recovered hydrocarbons, fluid, oil and gas from both wells, and we've sent every piece of information. Now, we've really, really spent a lot of money to get every piece of information we've received from those well sites over to America, and laboratories over here. And the last 6 months have been literally just an influx of information from the people inspecting the core, the gas density, and everything associated. We know we have a complete, almost like an Encyclopedia Britannica of information for those two wells. And we did put an announcement out several months ago saying that a company, RPS, which is a massive company that do the consultancy for all engineering companies, and they've come back and said, look, we believe this flow, this well could flow the equivalent to 5.9 thousand barrels a day. Now, whether it will or not, that's up to the experts to make that happen in the future. But it's looking highly encouraging, and I'm hoping that we'll have some information to put into the market before long.
Good. Well,
that's the plan.
We look forward to hearing that. Do you have any other updates that you would like to share with us today, David?
Well, only is that we're in particularly good shape. We're well covered for the next 12 months and the foreseeable future. As for, you know, I'll say that I won't use the dreaded P word, but I can't see one of those coming along for a long, long time. And I'm hoping that the next funding will be via debt with a development situation, a very, very nice development. That's the plan. And as I say, Bressel keeps giving. We've also have a very nice site called Biscafort, where we made a discovery a couple of years ago. We lost the planning on that with the council, and we put an appeal in. In these days, who knows, I can't forecast, but it would be surprising not to, you know, as I say, we should be producing locally. Like, every bit helps.
Certainly does.
And we're still onshore, a lot of riches, a lot of things to be unturned and drilled, and you know, you've got everything you want really in your own back garden, and people tend to, well, maybe you wouldn't be covering oil, onshore oil. By the way, we're conventional. We don't involve ourselves in fracking or anything to do with that. Not that we're against it or anything like that, but and even with the government, the tide does seem to be turning in favour of fracking. I think there's been a definite shift in attitude for the last 9 months because of high bills, because of terrible things happening in Ukraine. Let's hopefully we can strike a nice balance where everyone can work together and not upset each other.
That would be ideal, really, wouldn't it, David?
It would be, but maybe utopia, maybe.
David, thank you very much for
thank
your time
you.
Today.
Very, very kind of you. Thank you.
And thank you for watching Share Talk.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.